Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmigura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, we celebrate for the second time on our program one of America's most illustrious names in opera and song, soprano Jessie Norman. Norman, who got her big break with the Deutsche Oper Berlin in 1969 before making it all the way to the Metropolitan Opera, has made art song recitals a central part of her career, even eclipsing her work in opera, which may surprise some given the sheer size and scope of her voice, as well as her magnetic presence on stage. She's even performed most of the song repertoire of composers like Brahms, Schubert, and Strauss. But before we begin sampling some of her iconic recordings in German Lied, we begin in the realm of oratorio with Repentir, O Divine Redeemer. Charles Gounod composed several hundred sacred solo songs as a devoutly religious, albeit somewhat sinful man. This particular work for voice and orchestra is known as Repentir. Gounod wrote both the words and the music. Unpublished and unperformed while Gounod lived, the work was first published in the French literary magazine La Revue de Paris in an arrangement for voice and piano, which was later orchestrated. Repentir is one of the most popular of the late Romantic French religious songs for orchestra.
Thank you.
And now we turn to the German repertoire, of which I believe I've selected some of Norman's most sublime recordings. We're here Norman performed Die Nachtigall, an early composition by Alban Berg, written while he was under the tutelage of Arnold Schoenberg. The song was first written for medium voice and piano and later revised for high voice and orchestra in 1928. Then we'll hear the Lied that Norman recorded with pianist Erwin Gage, Gustav Mahler's Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen, I am lost to the world, which contains one of the most incredibly poignant lines for any singer. Right at the end of the poem, the last verse reads, And I rest in a quiet realm. I live alone in my heaven, in my love, and in my song. From there, we'll turn to two Lieder by Richard Strauss. First, Befreit, which is part of the collection of five songs for high voice with piano accompaniment. We'll hear the piano arrangement with Jeffrey Parsons, but Strauss later orchestrated the Lied in 1933. The second Lied will feature Norman singing Cecilia by Strauss. This song has long, passionate, operatic-like phrases that climb higher and higher in tessitura, seeming to slip into the heavens. It's breathtaking and the perfect way to conclude the German Lied segment.
Was singt in Heil und Ehre? Wir rufen auf den Thank you.
And now it's time for a musical sin. And for that, let's enjoy Norman's stentorian singing in Es gibt ein Reich from Ariadne auf Naxos by Strauss.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and today's program is dedicated to American soprano Jessie Norman. It's the second time we've devoted an entire program to Norman. Quite frankly, there's just too much great material from the artist to enjoy. Next up on our program is Maurice Ravel's Kaddish. It's a prayer to God found in Jewish services and part of the mourning ritual in all prayer services, as well as funerals and memorials. Traditional Judaism firmly believes that death is not the end of human existence. However, because Judaism is primarily focused on life, here and now, rather than on the afterlife, Judaism does not have much dogma about the afterlife and leaves a great deal of room for personal reflection and opinion. It is possible to believe that the souls of the righteous go on to a place similar to that of Christian heaven, or that they are reincarnated through many lifetimes as the Buddhists and Hindus believe, or that they simply wait until the coming of the Messiah when they will be resurrected. Whatever one's belief, it's clear that Norman's treatment of the end of this prayer on the word Amen is simply heavenly. The next two songs are by French composer Francis Poulenc. The first, Montparnasse, Poulenc considered as one of his best compositions. That will be followed by Tu vois le feu du soir. Both songs were envisaged by Poulenc with his collaborative partner, lyric baritone Martin Pierre Bernac's voice in mind. But that didn't stop Norman, who actually coached many Poulenc songs with Bernac, as well as with pianist Dalton Baldwin, from recording both of these songs. The Kaddish and Montparnasse were recorded with Baldwin, while Tu vois le feu du soir was performed with Irwin Gage.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We continue today's program with a musical sin, the aria Adieu Forêt, performed with the Leningrad Philharmonic for the 150th birthday celebration gala for Tchaikovsky. Thank you. You've been listening for the past hour to soprano Jessie Norman. What fun I had curating these songs for you today. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We end today's program with the song Amen, an anonymous piece recorded by Norman for her Christmastide album. I look forward to having you with me on a future Singing in Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha.